Today we're here with James Senior Esquire, and he has an invitation for you, and he's going to explain to you what this little party is. Hackathon, you said, right?
A hackathon, exactly. Thanks, Adam. Hi, everybody. So basically we're running this cool event down in San Francisco on the 27th of May, and it's called the Live Services Hackathon for Messenger. And so basically what we're saying is you can come along to the Microsoft office on Market Street, starting at around 5:30. We've got some beer, we've got some pizza, we've got some cool people turning up, so you can socialize and network. And hear also from a guy called Mark Ruxin, who's the Chief Innovation Officer at McCann. So he knows his stuff. He's going to talk to us about how you can innovate even in a downturn economy. So the other thing we're doing is we're bringing along a load of guys from the Messenger engineering team. And basically you can bring your code base along, your website, your web app, and we can integrate some of the cool bits, cool APIs that the Messenger team have just brought out last month. So to give you an idea of what you can actually do with this stuff, let me show you a dummy website we've got called AdventureWorks Pulse.
Okay.
So they've kind of branched out these guys into photo sharing. And this is the website here. They've got a few nice photos around for me to look at. And you notice we've also got some widgets around the page. We've got sign in here, we've got sign in here. And we've also got this funky little thing down the bottom called the Windows Live Messenger Web Bar. And what I'm going to do is click sign in. And that's going to pop up a consent box here, and it says, do you want to connect the AdventureWorks Pulse website with my Windows Live ID? And that's going to enable instant messaging on the site.
Okay.
So I'm going to sign in. I'm going to choose one of my accounts here. Let's go for this one. Nice secure password. And it's saying, okay, do you want to connect? I'm saying yes. We've also got some privacy policy options here and some terms of use, so we can actually apply those for my website. And you'll notice that we've got the Pulse logo here, so it's customizing this actual consent screen.
So this is kind of a familiar pattern that we've seen lately, right, with signing in?
Precisely, yeah. So it's nice and secure, and it's also familiar for the user to make sure that they know that they're consenting to have information passed on from Live Messenger to this Pulse website. Now, in the bottom right-hand side of the screen, you'll notice that I've got a bit of a toast pop-up. Okay, this is actually the Windows Live Messenger client, which is running locally on my machine here, and that is actually running a different account completely. So here's my local client here running a different account, and then if I search for James, I can see that, where is he? Should be this one. No, this one.
James. This one. Yes.
Here he is. So now I can strike up a conversation with James, even though he signed on to the website. So this is a little bit weird. I'm talking to myself. I don't usually do this. So this is just for demo purposes. So I struck up a conversation. Hey, James. And then in a couple of seconds, I'm going to get a new IM conversation spin up in the browser.
Okay.
So in the web bar itself, I've got some basic IM functionality. I've got the ability to see my contacts. I can see there's two available online right now. And then I can also do things like change my status, change my name. Let's do this. Okay, and that's updated various widgets on the main of this main part of the screen as well. So here, it's changed my name, my profile name. I can change my status. Interview. And you'll see, actually, this is reflected now within the client. So my other James account, my bipolar personality account, has had the status updated too. And you see also the instant message has started up now. Looking good.
So you're really going to have to convince us that this isn't what you do all day.
It's one of the things I do all day.
Okay,
so let's check out some of the other stuff that I got on the site. So if I head back to home, I can check out some of these photos that are within the Pulse website.
Okay.
You'll notice that even cross-page, the bar remains signed in. So I don't have to re-sign in. It maintains that state. And it'll also maintain the conversation that's going on as well. So we see here, we can see my other personality. The conversation's still alive. Okay?
Okay.
Let me check out one of these photos. So here you'll see there's been some comments added about this particular photo. We've got various widgets. We've got my profile picture, which has come in. We've got my presence information, which has come in. And we've got my profile name, which has come in. All that kind of information. So if I see a photo which has been posted by a user on here, then I can start to share those photos with my friends. So here I select to share the photo.
I select a friend from my list.
Okay.
Okay, and I say, hey, James.
In your list, these
check
are
check out this photo.
These are your messenger contacts.
These are my messenger contacts, okay. Exactly. So I send that invitation, and what they'll do is it'll ping an IM to my account, to my other buddy, and that buddy could be on in the messenger client, or they could be on their Xbox 360, on the Windows mobile device, or the Macintosh. It doesn't matter, but it brings them back to the website. And
okay.
For a website that's all about getting new users and getting people to come to their website, that's pretty important. That's a pretty cool value prop.
Right.
One of the other things, one of the other advantages I get with Messenger is the ability to see not only my friends who are on the website and who are members of the website, but other people.
Okay.
So we have all of the people on Pulse listed down below. So if IE catches on me. And these aren't just people who are on my contact list. They're actually people who are just members of the site.
Okay, so they've signed in.
Exactly. So I haven't actually made a friendship connection with them yet, but I could do. If I saw a photo that was interesting to them or a bit of content that I liked or a comment or something like that, that I thought, hey, this guy is pretty cool, he knows what he's talking about, then I can make a contact with them and actually add them as a friend so I could chat to them afterwards on the site or off network.
Yeah, so you're discovering new people as well.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Exactly. So it's kind of adding social to a site in a very easy way. And all of these things you've seen are very, very easy to drop into the website. So you need like one tag line of code, drop it in, and away you go. It's pretty simple, straightforward.
Okay, great.
So as you can see, there's quite a bit of functionality here. And the cool thing is that we've got the engineers down who built this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a website that you want to sprinkle on a bit of social, then you can come down to the hackathon that we're running on the 27th, and we can do that for you and help you out. So the way you go to register is probably a good thing to mention.
Yes.
So the URL is http://hackathon.eventbrite.com.
Okay.
And we'll put that URL on the bottom of the video so you can click through to it as well.
Sure. All right.
Sounds good?
Yeah, May 27th, San Francisco Live, what do we call it, Web Toolkit?
It's called the Messenger Web Toolkit.
Okay, Messenger Web Toolkit.
That's what the tech is, and we're running the event down in San Francisco on the 27th of May.
Okay, thank you very much.
See you there.